11th season begins in Grand Island as defending state champion Central Catholic welcomes in Lincoln Christian and state-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia for the season-opening triangular. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Jackson this time sets middle for Nikolai, and her attack is down and good. The freshman gets her first varsity kill, and it will end game one for St. Cecilia.
Central Catholic lost five starters from last year's state title team, yet are highly ranked to start the season. St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian will try to take advantage of a much younger Crusader team. Tonight, it's the Central Catholic Try coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island Central Catholic with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Doug Duda with you as we continue the opening night of the 2011 high school volleyball season here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're ready for match number two between the Blue Hawks and the Lady Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take on the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian. Been kind of a rough day already for Lincoln Christian. Their bus broke down on the way here, so they were late arriving, not overly late. We did get started, or would have got started at about 15 minutes afterwards, but unfortunately, in the pregame warm-ups, with about 30 seconds or a minute left, an injury to Jenna Humphrey, the 6-foot sophomore, broke her ankle as she stepped on her teammate's foot in pregame warm-ups, and they had to take her in for work at the hospital, and a broken ankle just in warm-ups, and a horrible break there for the sophomore, who obviously will be most likely out for the season. Anything like that's at least 6 weeks, and that's a good bulk of September and October, and we'll see if she can get back and maybe play some more sports in the winter and spring season, and best of luck to Jenna as she tries to recover. Lincoln Christian came out and played well early on. They had a 9-6 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic in the first set, then the roof fell in, and GICC does what they usually do. They roll 25-11, 25-7, and Central Catholic we'll watch this and then play St. Cecilia in our final match. St. Cecilia ranked as high as fifth in Class C2. And we'll come back and look at the starting lineups after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
And it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by our friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, your community bank. First off, for Lincoln Christian, here's how their lineup will look in game two. Number two is a 5'7 junior, Danny Anderson. She'll be followed by number 10, a 5'6 senior, Micah Ward. Number 11, 6-foot junior, Taylor Workman. Number 12, 5'9 junior, Elena Cavanaugh. Number 9, a 5'8 junior, Esther Kelly. And number 13, a 5'10 junior, Michaela Bubot. The libero is number 21, 5'7 senior, Natalie Cordy. And talking to the coaches, they said they had some of their girls over in the JV game that probably could have at least stepped in and helped them a little bit in the varsity game after the injury to Jenna Humphrey. Head coach is Rachel Colwell, the former Rachel Schwartz, who played her college volleyball at Nebraska. They lost the first match of the night. For St. Cecilia, number two is a 5'7 freshman, Claire Hamburger. Number nine is a 5'7 junior, Courtney McCauley. Number 16 is a 5'9 senior, Caitlin Ertz. Number 18, a 6-foot junior, Olivia Thomas. Number 7, a 5'8 senior, Brianna Poppy. And number 17, a 5'9 sophomore, Morgan Nicola. The libero, 5'5 senior, Libby Kissinger. The head coach of Hastings St. Cecilia, one of the winningest coaches in state history, Hall of Famer Alan Van Kira, and assisted by Hillary Emery and Rob Kober, ranked 5th and 6th in the Omaha and Lincoln papers in Class C2. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Again, a reminder, tomorrow night, high school football here on Classic Hits. Overton will be at Shelton, and on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Hastings St. Cecilia will be at Kearney Catholic. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed dealers. See them or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be ready for our second match of the night between St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian after this on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, bringing you high school volleyball tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Wayne State has scored first on UNK. UNK fumbled it through the end zone, and then Wayne State marched down the field to take a 7-0 lead, but their quarterback knocked out of the game, and the Lopers are on the march in their second drive inside the Wayne State 30-yard line. So we'll keep you up to date on that. It's also on Nebraska Educational Television if you get a chance to watch what's going on there. Right now, we're ready to get our second match of the night underway. And also, don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, Division I football on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. As 11th-ranked Wisconsin, you're going to get a little chance to hear and watch a little bit of Nebraska's first Big Ten opponent. They host UNLV. Now, don't go crazy. Wisconsin is favored by 5 touchdowns in this football game. But coverage begins at 7 o'clock on ESPN 1460. And 15-50. It will be Lincoln Christian moving from right to left. Hastings St. Cecilia will move from left to right as we get our second match underway, and it looks like St. Cecilia has won the toss, and so Claire Hamburger will serve it away here for Hastings St. Cecilia. For the very latest on high school sports, check out our website, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Lincoln Christian will put it away to start the opening game on a middle attack from Taylor Workman. And Lincoln Christian will get a good start like they did in the opening match against Grand Island Central Catholic. But we'll see if they can keep it going. I don't know if I've ever seen Lincoln Christian actually win a match in this season opening triangular in all the years we've covered it. And they'd like to change that right here as the serve is across by Danny Anderson. St. Cecilia trouble running it down, and it's going to fall to the floor, and Lincoln Christian has a 2-0 lead. And Anderson will go back and serve it again. St. Cecilia drops 4 all the way back, 2 right at the net. Big gap in the middle, but the serve goes wide, cross court, and out of bounds. So side out here for Hastings St. Cecilia, and it'll be Courtney McCauley to serve it away. You've got a couple of seniors, a couple of juniors, a freshman and a sophomore starting for Coach Alan Van Kira. And the serve misplayed to the back row will go down as an ace for Courtney McCauley. And we're quickly tied here 2-2. And the next serve is going to just get across and hit the line. Lincoln Christian tried to get out of the way. They wouldn't have been able to play it anyway. And back-to-back ace serves here for McCauley. And it's three in a row now for St. Cecilia to take the 3-2 lead in game two. Match two, we should say. The opening game of match two. Again, Christian trouble with the serve receive. They're able to at least get this one across the net to Nicola. Right side attack is going to be off the block. St. Cecilia saves right at the net. Quick swing driven across. Good save by Christian. And then we've got some folks in the net. And it's going to be St. Cecilia in the net. Point, Lincoln Christian had a real quick rally at the net. And Christian was able to stay in there. And Ward will go back and serve it away now. 3-3, opening set. And Micah, line drive down the near side, handled by Brianna Poppy. And then the set will not go anywhere, and it cannot be passed back across. Point, Lincoln Christian. I thought the serve receive was good enough to keep it going, but second pass was well off the mark. And Ward to serve it again. This time she'll move it into the middle, find the libero Kissinger, stays in the back row. Back row attack, driven across there by Nicola. Christian sets to the outside, tries to go near corner. Esther Kelly is long and out of bounds. Point for the Hawkettes. 4-4. And to serve it away will be Caitlin Ernst. Ernst, half step, fires. Collision by Lincoln Christian. Free ball above the net. Tip but cannot be put away by Nicola. Saved by Christian. Right back across. Set outside. The attack is going to be deep from Poppy off the set from Hamburger. And Christian will pick up the point. And we're going to have some substitutions in for St. Cecilia, Jordan Nicola, and for Lincoln Christian, Michaela Bubach. Serving will be Taylor Workman for the Crusaders. 5-4 Lincoln Christian in the opening set. Soft serve right into the middle to Kissinger. Stays there on the set. Outside attack by Morgan Nicola is into the net. And the error will give Lincoln Christian the point and a 6-4 lead. Workman will serve it away again. Best of three, we'll play it to 25. And as always, got to win by two for our newer volleyball fans. Serve across, Claire Hamburger had to run it down. Not very many good passes for Claire to set her hitters, and a pass across it goes, but nothing that Christian can do. All they do is pass it back over. Outside attack again is deep by Poppy, and another point for Lincoln Christian. So it's the first set of the first match, and as we saw, Lincoln Christian and GICC, St. Cecilia is making mistakes, and they are down by a score of 7-4. Now it's just how quickly they can rectify that. And again, just a floating cloud across their easy serve to pick up, and an overswing drives it into the net, and it's 8-4, Lincoln Christian. And the Crusaders will take as many of these as they can get to build an early lead here, as they did in the first match, but couldn't hold it against GICC. And another soft serve by Workman. Picked up Kissinger. Set Hamburger. Back set right side. Driven home for Olivia Thomas. And the first kill of the match and of the season for Hastings St. Cecilia. Into the match will be Molly Schutte. And also coming in will be Erica Kitten. So you sometimes don't see a whole lot of substitutions in volleyball. Sometimes you see a ton because you don't know who deserves those starting roles. And we've seen a lot of subs already for Coach Alan Van Cura as the serve is across, driven back over by Lincoln Christian. Good one-arm save of the back row by the libero Kissinger and returned over. Here is the set by Anderson, and they're going to call her for a double hit. Point, St. Cecilia. And serving it away again will be Molly Schutte. 8-6, Lincoln Christian. Here in the opening set, Schutte with a mini jump serve, across it comes, and Christian sets to the outside, Kelly, and it hits the antenna, hits out of bounds. So unfortunately, it's 8-7, and we've had one kill. That kind of tells you that it's been a set marred by mistakes so far. Schutte, good jump serve that time, try to slide it, but some miscommunication, has to be bumped across by Bubach. St. Cecilia goes to the outside, driven down and good by Poppy. She gets her first kill of the season, and St. Cecilia answers the Lincoln Christian four-point run with one of their own, and it's 8-8. And Schutte to serve it away again here in the opening set. Jump serve has some spin on it, picked up there by Kelly. Set middle, attack is right down and good by Michaela Bubach. First kill in this match for Lincoln Christian. 9-8, and in for Christian will be Ann Chapman. And back to serve it away will be number 12, Elena Cavanaugh. Serves across, St. Cecilia handles, goes to the corner, and Erica Kitten drops it down for her first kill on her first swing. And it's 9-9. Back in, Courtney McCauley. And back to serve it away will be Brianna Poppy. All even at 9 in the opening game. And the serve. High floater right in the middle. Easily handled. Short set. Right side attack. Kelly swats it over. Picked up by the Hawkettes. Take it to the right side. Kitten drives it across. The dig by Cordy. And a back row attack is not going to get over the net for Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia regains the lead that they had briefly at 3-2. It's now 10-9. And Poppy serve is a little deep but in. Cordy handles it. And Chapin will roll it across. Into the middle, picked up, pass close to the net, and into the net, actually a back row attack. The center in Molly Schutte had no chance. She was in the back row. They're going to call it a back row attack. At a point here for Lincoln Christian, 10-10, and Esther Kelly to serve it away. She was to be the libero until the injury to Jenna Humphrey in the warm-ups of the first match tonight. And here's an attack by St. Cecilia, deep by McCauley and out of bounds. Christian will regain the lead. 11-10. So Kelly looking for two in a row, try and get that lead back up there a little bit for Lincoln Christian, who was up by 4 earlier in this game. Serve is picked up there by Jordan Nicola, set to the right side, tipped across by Morgan Nicola. Christian with an easy chance goes to the right side, and they miss hit it. It sails wide and out of bounds. Now this is pretty easy analysis right here. The first team to start taking charge offensively is going to run away and hide with this game, because as we said, there have been very few offensive kills for having 22 points, and now a service error for St. Cecilia. Each team with one service error here in the opening game. It's 12-11 Lincoln Christian, and Taylor Workman will return to the Crusader lineup. Michaela Bubach to serve here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. Serve across, the set by Schutte goes to the right side, driven over by St. Cecilia, and Christian has it. Chapin dumps it over and gets the point. So Annie Chapin finds a spot to put the ball down to, and it's 13-11 for Lincoln Christian. And back to serve it away again is going to be Bubach, and it is out of bounds, 13-12. Back into the ball game for St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger. Big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season here on Classic Hits 98.9 and all of our Platte River radio stations. Jump serves across, Lincoln Christian handles. Chapin drops it down. Was it tipped? It was in, and they're going to say it's good. Officials were checking with each other to make sure the point was good, and they confirmed that Ann Chapin gets her second kill. Checking into the ball game, Danny Anderson to serve. And checking out will be Chapin. Anderson picked up a point in the first rotation here for Lincoln Christian. 14-12, Lincoln Christian the lead. Serve goes back middle to Morgan Nicola. Slide right side. The attack is blocked, and an ace block for Lincoln Christian. Give it to Micah Ward. That's their first block of the entire night. And it's 15-12, and we've got a timeout on the floor by St. Cecilia. Opening set, Lincoln Christian 15, St. Cecilia 12. We'll be back with more after this.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
And we are back out of the timeout, 15-12. Lincoln Christian with the lead in Hastings St. Cecilia. Out of the timeout, we'll be able to pick it up and pick up the point as Lincoln Christian with the miss hit. So the attack error on Lincoln Christian will give St. Cecilia their 13th point, 15-13. Lincoln Christian here in the opening set. St. Cecilia gets another quick point on the ace serve. And it's 15-14 on the ace from Courtney McCauley. She had two aces the first time back there. That's her third of this opening set. Jump serve this time, miss hit into the net. So an ace serve, a service error, and it goes back over to Lincoln Christian. 16-14, and it looks like it's time for Micah Ward to go back and serve it up. After tonight, Lincoln Christian has the Wahoo tournament on Saturday. Hastings St. Cecilia goes to Adams Central on Tuesday, and now the serve is not picked up by St. Cecilia. Miscommunication, hardly anybody moved, and it lands right in the middle of the floor. Micah Ward with the first service ace for Lincoln Christian, and they lead it 17-14. And a serve. Floats down the middle, picked up there by Kissinger. Set to the right side. The attack is into the net that time for Caitlin Ernst. And just too many errors in this opening game for Coach Mancura's Hawkettes. And it's allowing Christian to keep the lead. 18-14. Again, Lincoln Christian hasn't done anything spectacular. Three kills, one ace block, one ace serve. So five of the 18 points you can go as directly earned. Right side attack. Ernst, that time a good one is down. For her first kill, just the fourth team kill for St. Cecilia. 18-15, they trail, and Ernst will go back to serve it away. See if they can get another little run going here like they did earlier in this set. Serves across to the outside attack, Kelly, and she'll miss the corner. Point St. Cecilia. That's basically what it's been. A lot of errors here in the opening game. And Caitlin Ernst will try and take advantage of that by putting another serve in. She does to Cordy. Short set right side. Driving it across and a good dig there by St. Cecilia. And McCauley, excuse me, that was Kissinger, no, Hamburger that had the great dig. My apologies. And in the net on Lincoln Christian. So after all that's over, it's a St. Cecilia point that was kept alive on an excellent dig by the freshman Hamburger. And Ernst to serve. A chance to tie it here. As we head towards the latter stages of this first set, and it's an ace serve, four in a row for St. Cecilia. And we are tied at 18. And let's see what Coach Colwell does. Looks like she's going to hold off on a timeout for the time being. They have both of theirs left. Serve across, close to the net, picked out of the net, driven over there by Workman. St. Cecilia, trouble getting it back up, and they will not return it. And Lincoln Christian will get the ball back and have the lead, 19-18. Back to serve it away will be Taylor Workman as Lincoln Christian moves from right to left and St. Cecilia from left to right. Taking a little extra time to serve deep into the far corner is handled. Over to Hamburger, driven across there for a St. Cecilia kill, Morgan Nicola. So she is the fifth different player to get a kill here for St. Cecilia. And back into the ball game, Molly Schutte and Erica Kitten. And this is where St. Cecilia got a little bit of a run going earlier in this match. 19-19, game one. Schutte to serve. Fires it across to Ward. Good pass middle, set back, and a little off the mark. So a flat-footed swing taken across there by Lincoln Christian and Kelly. And now a double hit on the St. Cecilia set attempt. And Lincoln Christian will end up getting the point. And Chapin re-enters the lineup. Back to serve it away will be Elena Cavanaugh for Lincoln Christian. They lead it 20-19 in game one. Serve is across. Handled back row by Jordan Nicola. To the outside, it's rolled across. Handled by Cordy. Christian goes outside. Kelly blocked up front. She digs the block. Christian runs it down. Cordy has to be punched over and is. Opportunity here for the Blue Hawks. They go middle attack. Driven across for the point. Morgan Nicola. So really, one of the very few rallies we've had here in this opening set, and St. Cecilia wins that rally. We are tied at 20. And the serve by Brianna Poppy fires into the back corner, set middle. The attack goes just wide by Lincoln Christian on the far side, and it's 21-20. The Hawkettes regain the lead here, and Poppy to serve again. And Poppy, deep middle to Cordy. Here is the set by Kavanaugh. Right side attack is out of bounds. They're looking for a tip. They do not get it. And it's 22-20 St. Cecilia. And Lincoln Christian doesn't look like they're going to use a timeout. They've got two remaining. And this is the first time they've trailed by two in the whole set. Serves over. They need a point here. They will roll it across to the one-arm dig by Schutte, but not good enough. And Michaela Bubach will get credit for the fourth kill of the set for Lincoln Christian. 22-21 St. Cecilia. And Esther Kelly to serve it away. A chance to tie it up deep in game one here for the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian. She'll just get it across. It's an overpass. Sails into the back to Kavanaugh. Lincoln Christian at the net. Rolls it off the antenna. Point St. Cecilia. Lincoln Christian missed a golden opportunity right there. And into the ball game will be Caitlin Ernst. And back to serve it away, Morgan Nicola for the Hawkettes. Goes into the far corner to Ward. Set it back to the right side. Driven down and good by Lincoln Christian's Michaela Buba. 23-22, St. Cecilia, but Christian to serve. Back into the front row, Workman. Back to serve it is Bubach. Looking to tie it at 23. Bubach serve. A little wide, but played there by McCauley. And a double hit again on the set, and we are tied at 23. So Christian hanging right in there, and Bubach to serve it away. Trying to get Christian to a game point. And the serve. Deep middle, handled by the libero, Kissinger. Back row attack, rolled over by St. Cecilia and Morgan Nicola. Christian scrambles, but does get it passed over. Free ball here for St. Cecilia. Set right side, the attack driven across by Kitten, and it's passed over. St. Cecilia finds a way to get it back, and a back row attack. Actually, the libero took a swing at it and was not flat-footed. So a point for Lincoln Christian, and it is game point now for Lincoln Christian. And Bubach to serve here at 24-23. And the serve is across. St. Cecilia has it. Set to the outside. Punched over by Ernst. Almost in the net. Returned above the net. Slapped over by St. Cecilia once. Twice. St. Cecilia has it. Set to the right side. Overset. A lot of jousting at the net. And it's finally put away by Caitlin Ernst. Everybody was trying so hard to stay out of the net that they couldn't get any force on it. And we're just patty-caking it back and forth across the net. And into serve it away, Claire Hamburger, tied at 24 in game one. So St. Cecilia fought off one set point, but they give it right back with a deep serve. And it is game point number two for Lincoln Christian. And it is time for Danny Anderson to come in and serve it away. So game point, no, Anderson checks in. It will be Kavanaugh to serve it away. Game point number two for Lincoln Christian. And the serve. Out of rotation on the offense. Oh, you hardly ever see that. And it goes over to St. Cecilia. So a free point on game point. And it's 25-25. Courtney McCauley, who already has three aces in this game, is back to serve it away. So let's see what she can do for St. Cecilia. And another deep serve. Game point number three for Lincoln Christian. Trying to put it away will be Micah Ward. She's got three service points in this game. One of them is an ace. 26-25 Christian. And Ward with the serve. Good solid serve. Handled by Kissinger. The set made to the right side. The outside attack is down and good. Caitlin Ernst. So St. Cecilia has fought off three game points. We are tied at 26. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Ernst to serve for St. Cecilia, tied at 26. This one is in. Mishandled in the back row. It'll be punched across by Kelly. Dug out by Ernst. Here's the set, Hamburger. Middle attack quickly across Nicola. Dug out by Cordy, and the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian pass it across. Free ball here for St. Cecilia. And another double hit called on the setter. That's about the fifth double hit on a St. Cecilia set. And it is game point number four for Lincoln Christian. Taylor Workman will serve it away. 27-26. Lincoln Christian. And they finally put one in the win column here in this season opening triangular. And across it comes to Kissinger. Hamburger sets. Right side. It's blocked. Kept alive. Passed over by Kissinger. Just on the back line, Lincoln Christian plays. And a double hit on Lincoln Christian's setter. 27 all. St. Cecilia has fought off four game points. And now to serve Molly Schutte. Kittens back into the front row for the Hawkettes. Can they finally get the lead here? serve it across. Christian passes it off the floor, and they're just going to have to bump it across, and they do with Bubak. And at the net, problems for St. Cecilia, but they just get it to crawl over. Bubak on the attack. Ball's at the net. A couple of jousts. St. Cecilia, can they get it over? Yes, they will. It's blocked, and an ace block. That's going to be Michaela Bubak with the block. And for the fifth time, Lincoln Christian will serve for the game. 28-27. And in will be Chapin for Lincoln Christian. And now it is Elena Cavanaugh to serve it away. Cavanaugh's serve is a great one. It's just picked up by Kissinger. Here's the set. It's off the mark. A double hit. And that's the way the whole set went. Lincoln Christian wins it 29-27. Here in the opening game, and we'll take a timeout and be back with the numbers right after this.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune and online hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com. Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11, weekends at 8 for breakfast.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Back with you here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Let's take a look at the opening numbers of Game 1 for Hastings-St. Cecilia. Molly Schutte had 3 service points. Brianna Poppy, 3 service points and a kill. Erica Kitten, a kill. Courtney McCauley, 3 ace serves. Caitlin Ernst, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Morgan Nicola, 2 kills. Olivia Thomas, 1 kill. 8 kills, no ace blocks, 4 ace serves. For Lincoln Christian, Danny Anderson, a service point. Ann Chapin, 2 kills. Esther Kelly, a service point. Micah Ward, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, she had an ace block. Taylor Workman, 3 service points. Elena Cavanaugh, a service point. And Michaela Bubak, 3 service points, an ace block, and 3 kills. 5 kills, 2 ace blocks, 1 ace serve, but Lincoln Christian made fewer errors, and they go to a 29-27 Game 1 upset of Hastings St. Cecilia, who's ranked as high as 5th in C2. Whoever quits making mistakes is going to win Game 2, there's no doubt about it. We'll have it for you right after this on Classic Hits.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. Also an update from Wayne with 11 minutes to go in the first half. Wayne State 10, UNK 7. Rustin Dring able to score on a 3-yard run, but a 41-yard field goal attempt from Max Martin was able to give them a 10-7 lead just moments ago. And now UNK has the football on their own 32-yard line, trailing to Wayne State by a score of 10-7. Here it is high school volleyball action for you. In the first match tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic got off to a slow start, but then beat Lincoln Christian 25-11, 25-7. And now Lincoln Christian has started an upset by holding off St. Cecilia 29-27 in Game 1, and we're on to Game 2 here. And it will be Lincoln Christian to serve it away with Esther Kelly. And St. Cecilia will make an error right off the bat, and Lincoln Christian leads it by a score of 1-0. And Hastings St. Cecilia doesn't want to mess around too long. You give anybody a little confidence, and you're in trouble. Back row attack here by St. Cecilia, and Morgan Nicola, the sophomore, takes it over. Christian has it. They go to the outside attack with Micah Ward. It is out of bounds. And it is 1-1. And in for Lincoln Christian, in for St. Cecilia is Olivia Thomas, and back to serve, Clara Hamburger, the only freshman on either team's roster, and she drops an ace in there. 2-1, St. Cecilia on Hamburger's first service point, and it is an ace. That's the fifth ace so far for St. Cecilia. But they've also had their share of errors. Serves across, block at the net for St. Cecilia. Caitlin Ernst with the ace block, and it's quickly 3-1, St. Cecilia. And Hamburger with that little jump serve, and nobody moves for Lincoln Christian, and it'll be another ace. So just that quickly, it is 4-1, St. Cecilia, the kind of start they were hoping for here in game number two. Hamburger again. This time it's Cordy to pick it up. Pass to the 10-foot line. Kelly has to roll it over. Dug out there by McCauley. Back row attack. Nicola hit the net. Well over, but it's picked up by Christian. Could save that time by Kavanaugh. And it's blocked at the net anyway by Ernst. Kavanaugh barely able to keep it alive. So when they flipped it over the net, there was Ernst for the ace block. And Hamburger with the longest service for anybody so far tonight for St. Cecilia. And another error for Lincoln Christian. 6-1. So it doesn't take long. And this is what Coach Alan Vancura was hoping to see a little more of in game one. Serve is across. Passed off the court. It's another ace. 7-1. And a timeout will be called by Lincoln Christian. When it fell apart in a hurry. So Lincoln Christian still reveling in the first set victory, and they find themselves behind 7-1 quickly in game two. We'll take a break and be back after this.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. UNK has just taken a 14-10 lead. A 63-yard run sets them up, and Spitzelberger takes it in from 5 yards out. They lead Wayne State 14-10 early second quarter here. Out of the timeout by Lincoln Christian, they're down 7-1. Middle attack is going to be blocked by St. Cecilia, and starting to pick up their game is Olivia Thomas, Caitlin Ernst. They've got 3 blocks already in this game, and it is 8-1, and still serving Claire Hamburger. And the serve is going to be returned out, and it is 9-1. 8 points in a row for Hamburger. She just needs to keep getting it in, and there's going to be an ace serve. 10-1. You got to wonder, you can't say that St. Cecilia got stuck in a bad rotation, because Lincoln Christian never really ran off a lot of service games or service points in game one, and now they're just falling apart. They cannot pass the ball, and it's going to be another ace serve. That is 5 aces here, and it is 11-1. Hamburger miss hit one finally. Might have been going a little too quick. And a service error will finally get it back over to Lincoln Christian, but they find themselves down 11-2 here in game number two. Christian did win the first game, 29-27. It took them 5 chances at game point to do it. And now to serve it away, Lincoln Christian. Flip it across there with Micah Ward. Middle attack is going to be out of bounds, but in the net on Lincoln Christian. So whistles everywhere, and St. Cecilia will get the ball back. And back to serve it away, Courtney McCauley. She had 3 ace serves in the opening game. 12-2 here, St. Cecilia, but they got to win this one just to force a third game. And the serve. Right down the line, picked up there by Kelly, set middle. The attack rolled off the block. Somehow St. Cecilia kept it alive off the nice swing from Workman. They'll have to try and get it over again. Running it down and passing it over is Danny Anderson. St. Cecilia sets right side. The attack is going to be wide and out of bounds. Point for Christian. Back in for the Hawkettes, Libby Kissinger as the libero. And for Lincoln Christian, Michaela Bubak will check in. Serving it away will be Taylor Workman. And again, if you joined us late, Jenna Humphrey, she's not playing because she broke her ankle in warm-ups for the first match tonight after landing on one of her teammates' feet. And we wish her the best and hopefully a quick recovery, but broken ankle will take a while. And St. Cecilia is going to get a quick point here on Caitlin Ernst's kill. First kill of this game, and it's the 13th point. Now, St. Cecilia did have three ace blocks, and they threw a 5-ace serve, but that's their first kill. And Lincoln Christian will answer right back with a middle attack. Esther Kelly will get the first kill of the game for Lincoln Christian. 13-4. And back in for the Crusaders is Chapin. For the Hawkettes, it's going to be Jordan Nicola. And to serve will be Elena Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh serve. Powerful into the back corner, and it's going to be good enough to scramble. And Hamburger somehow throws an arm out and gets it over the net, but it doesn't matter. Christian able to hammer it down with Bubak. She has her team high fourth kill. And Lincoln Christian picks up a point on serve. Kavanaugh, who had the game-winning serve in the first set, clips the net. It comes across. Kissinger picks it up. Has to be passed over by Poppy. Quick attack by Lincoln Christian. Is blocked up front by Nicola, and it goes out of bounds off Lincoln Christian. We'll give Nicola credit there for the ace block, and it'll make it 14-5. Hastings St. Cecilia, and the double switch, Molly Schutte and Erica Kitten. Kitten comes into the front row. Schutte goes into the back row to serve. And when they come in, checking out is Olivia Thomas and Claire Hamburger. And the serve is an ace serve as two Crusaders run together. 15-5. So Lincoln Christian giving St. Cecilia quite a few points here. They gave them a lot in the first set, but St. Cecilia was just as hospitable and gave them back. Here's another ace. This one hits the back line. That was probably the most true tough serve hard ace. A lot of the other ones were just passing errors. And Schutte will get her second ace serve. 16-5. This one handled by the Crusaders. Slide right side. Driven across by Bubak. Off the block. Picked up there by Schutte. Middle attack taken across by Morgan Nicola. Christian has it to the outside. Kelly rolls it across. Easy one here for St. Cecilia. Set right side. Schutte will tip it over. Lincoln Christian will try and get it back from the back line. And they do. But a free ball here as the pass is made to the outside. The attack is going to be driven over by Poppy, and that's good enough for the kill. Brianna with her second kill. Four in a row for St. Cecilia, and they have blown open game number two, 17-5, after losing the first set. Molly Schutte still serving. This one a little deep, but they play it. And standing right on that line was Ward, and she had to play it, so across it comes. Tipped over here by Poppy. St. Cecilia goes quick middle and drives it across, and Kissinger makes a great dig to the outside. Poppy swings. It's blocked off a shoulder, and Poppy swings again. Now St. Cecilia has it to Chapin. She drives it back line. Good. And Chapin with her third kill of the match. And Lincoln Christian will get the volleyball back, but a long hill to climb here. And Esther Kelly will serve it away. First set went to Lincoln Christian, 29-27. Serve is over, St. Cecilia. No crisp passing there, so they swat it across with Erica Kitten. Lincoln Christian will punch it through the double block and get the point. Micah Ward, her first kill. So back-to-back points for the second time in this game for Lincoln Christian. And Kelly will serve again, down 10. And this one mishit. Did it hit the line, though, on the far side? No. They'll say it is just out of bounds. And that'll be the first service error of this game by Lincoln Christian. Now back to serve it. Brianna Poppy goes into the back middle. Natalie Cordy with the dig. And driven across nicely for a back row kill is going to be Micah Ward. Pretty sure it was Ward, even though you heard Chapin there in the background. 18-8. And now serving it away will be Michaela Bubach. Bubach floats it back middle. Handled there by the libero, Kissinger, and passed over by McCauley. Chance again for Christian. Tipped across that time by Workman. Stays in the front row, and there's a double hit on the center. And a point for Lincoln Christian. So they're not crawling into it, but at least now they're starting to play even with St. Cecilia. They have scored four of the last 5 points. Bubach trying to get a run going here. Just got that laser across. Free ball on the overpass is hammered home by Michael Ward. And it's 18-11 after trailing 17-5. So a little bit of light here for Lincoln Christian. And a nice return by Ward on that free ball. It was set up perfect, and she didn't have to think twice. This serve is right down the middle to Libby Kissinger, the libero. Set to the outside to McCauley. She goes cross-corner and gets the kill. Courtney's first kill of this match. And back over to St. Cecilia and into the ball game, Caitlin Ernst. She's kind of been the best all-around player so far tonight for the Hawkettes and got them off to a good start here in game two. Morgan Nicola to serve. Right into the middle of the floor to Kelly. Here's the set right side. Chapin partially blocked. They'll let this play. They say it was tipped by St. Cecilia. Pass back over to the Hawkettes. Here's the set by Schutte. Slide right side. Blocked by Lincoln Christian. And Micah Ward will get the ace. Here's second ace block. And point for Christian. First game went to Lincoln Christian, 29-27. St. Cecilia leads game two, 19-12, I believe it should be. I haven't changed the scoreboard yet. Here's a very short serve and a great save by Nicola, and then a double hit on the set. So a point there for Lincoln Christian. Off the serve of Danny Anderson, a near ace. And this serve just got across, and it is an ace. 19-13, according to the scoreboard. I must have missed one in there. I have them for one more, but nonetheless, Christian is making a move here. But this time trying to get too cute. You can serve it short once. You start serving it two or three times, they're ready for it, and that one didn't get across, and that's going to be a service error. St. Cecilia with their 20th point, 20-13. And here come the Hawkettes and Hamburger, who went on that huge run of 10 in a row to start this game, serves it, but only serves it once because Christian gets the kill from Micah Ward. That's her fourth kill of this game. And it's 20-14. Ward, who just got the kill, will serve it away. And Ward serve. Just got over the net. It's played there, and St. Cecilia punched it over by Caitlin Ernst. Lincoln Christian goes to the outside, Kelly, and we have got in the net on St. Cecilia. Point for Lincoln Christian. They've cut it to 5. They were down by 12, and it's down to 5, 20-15. And Ward to serve. And remember, St. Cecilia's got to win this game to force a third set. Serve over to Kissinger. Set middle, and Ernst will drive it home. Caitlin Ernst with her team-high fifth kill. Makes it 21-15, and back to serve it away will be number 9, Courtney McCauley. McCauley serve. Mishandled. Ace, 22-15. McCauley with her fourth service ace. And an update from Wayne. Rustin Dring has taken it in from 59 yards out. UNK 21 and Wayne State 10. And they set in the second quarter with 6:14 to go and a half. 22-15 off the ace serve by McCauley. This one goes over to Cordy, and it's going to be tipped over quickly by Kavanaugh. Has to be passed over by St. Cecilia. Kelly rolls it into the back row. Hawkettes pick it up, set by Hamburger. Right side attack is going to be good for Olivia Thomas. And it's 23-15, St. Cecilia. And Lincoln Christian's going to use their final timeout. We'll take it with them. 23-15 in the second game for St. Cecilia. It looks like we're headed to a third set. We'll be right back.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
And back to service action here is going to be Courtney McCauley. Fires it across, and they lead it by a score of 23-15. Middle attack, St. Cecilia is going to be down and good for Caitlin Ernst. And it is game point now for Hastings St. Cecilia. And Courtney McCauley at 24-15, a point away from sending us to a third set. An 82-yard kickoff return by Wayne State, 21-17 UNK. Now the serve totally mishit off balance for McCauley. She didn't get that one tossed high enough, and it'll be game point number two for St. Cecilia. Lincoln Christian would have to get eight in a row here, and Taylor Workman is back to serve it away. Let's see how many they can get. See if they can get a couple, have a little momentum maybe going into the third set. And that one is picked up by Ernst. Set back to her. She'll push it across. Dug out there by Anderson. And Christian will tip it over. Dig made by Hamburger. Set to the outside. Poppy drives it home. And that's the end of game number two. Poppy with the kill. St. Cecilia 25. Lincoln Christian 16. So we are headed to a third set after Lincoln Christian won the opener 29-27. We'll come back and look at game two numbers in 1 minute.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
Along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here. Bringing you high school volleyball on the opening night of the season. Let's look at the numbers in game number two. First off, for Lincoln Christian, Danny Anderson had a service ace and two overall service points. And Chapin had one kill. Esther Kelly, two service points and a kill. Micah Ward had a service point, an ace block, and four kills. Elena Cavanaugh had a service point. And Michaela Bubach, two service points, one kill. Seven kills, one ace block, one ace serve. For St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger, 10 service points, 5 of them aces. Molly Schutte, 3 service points, 2 of them aces. Brianna Poppy had 2 kills. Courtney McCauley, 3 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Caitlin Ernst had 2 ace blocks and 3 kills. Morgan Nicola, an ace block, and Olivia Thomas, an ace block, and 1 kill. 7 kills, 4 ace blocks, but 8 ace serves for St. Cecilia. They win at 25-16 after Lincoln Christian won the opener 29-27. We are headed to a third and deciding set right after this on Classic Hits.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
We're underway with the third set here between Hastings St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian. Good rally going here, and it's going to be Christian to tip it up, have it blocked at the net, and St. Cecilia will get the block with Caitlin Ernst. That'll be her third block of the match. St. Cecilia leading it by a score of 1-0. Claire Hamburger got to serve to start this set. Ernst leading the team with 6 kills and 3 ace blocks right now. Serve across to Esther Kelly. Standing spike. Strong one. Partially blocked. Stays on St. Cecilia's side. Adams returns it over. Good dig by Cordy. Picked up by the Hawkettes. And a quick set in the middle for Ernst. And she'll get her seventh kill. Leading St. Cecilia from the service line is Claire Hamburger, who's there right now. She's got 12 points. Ernst leads with 7 kills and 3 blocks. For Lincoln Christian, Micah Ward and Michaela Bubach each have 4 kills. Chapin has 3. Bubach also the leading server with 5 points. Ward has 2 ace blocks to lead the team. Server crossed and Christian struggles but gets it back over with a nice defensive play. And an attack error by St. Cecilia drives the ball into the net. And Lincoln Christian's on the board here in Game 3. Don't forget, St. Cecilia has to come right back and play Grand Island Central Catholic in our final match tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island as Danny Anderson serves for Lincoln Christian and St. Cecilia makes quick work with the middle kill by Caitlin Ernst. 3-1 St. Cecilia. Back to serve it away is going to be Courtney McCauley, who has 4 ace serves so far in the match tonight. And let's see what she does here. That running mini jump serve is deep this time. And right back over to Lincoln Christian. So 3-2 is your score. And Micah Ward will now serve it away for the Crusaders, trying to tie it up at 3 here in the opening few moments of the third set. Down the line to Poppy. Set right side, reaching back. Ernst finds a way to get the kill. It was a little wide, and Ernst had to just kind of readjust the direction of the volleyball, and it worked for her ninth kill. 4-2 is your score. Earlier tonight, Central Catholic beat Lincoln Christian 25-11, 25-7. And the serve by Ernst is a rocket across, and it will not be returned, and a serve will give Ernst her second service ace of the night and make it 5-2. St. Cecilia, after dropping the first set 29-27, came out blazing in Game 2, jumped out to an 11-1 lead. Christian came a long way back, but couldn't come back from a 12-point deficit at 17-5. They cut it to 5 at one point. Right now, rally going. Set St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger, driven across again on the right side, and Adam gets this one. Olivia Thomas gets this one. She's had 1 kill in each game, and it's 6-2. And Ernst gets to stay at that service line. And the serve, line drive, far corner, handled there by Micah Ward, set to the outside. Kelly, big swing, but a big block at the net. And give credit for the ace block to Morgan Nicola. She was up there with Thomas and makes it 7-2. Still at that service line, Ernst again trying to build a big early lead here like they did in Game 2. Serve into the back row, stays there. Ward has to punch it across from the back row. Quick set middle, driven strongly home by Morgan Nicola. First kill since the opening game for Morgan Nicola. She's got 3, and St. Cecilia is up 6, 8-2. So St. Cecilia, who just made a ton of mistakes, both teams did in that first game, has started to cut those down, and that's why they're having a lot more success. Here's an overpass and a put down on the serve. Overpass by Christian and a quick tip down by Morgan Nicola. So 2 quick kills there. And it's 9-2. And Ernst has served 5 in a row. She'll get this one across. Stays at the net. Again, blocked, but this time out of bounds. Give the kill to Esther Kelly. That'll be her second. And back to serve it away, Taylor Workman. 9-3, Hastings St. Cecilia. Update from Wayne. UNK has scored again to take a 27-17 lead. All their points in the second quarter, 4 minutes to go in the first half. Outside attack here. St. Cecilia overpassed off that strong drive. Take it all the way back over by Workman. Has to be passed over St. Cecilia. Middle attack, Lincoln Christian. Swatted across there by Bubach. The Hawkettes called for a double hit on the set attempt. Then another point for Christian. 9-4. And Workman will get another chance to serve it across. Don't forget, when we're all done, it'll be the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. And the soft serve is across. Picked up by Poppy. Set to the outside. Nicola draws it off the double block. Picked up back row by Workman. Set to the outside, and it's going to be deep off the swing of Kelly. Point for Hastings St. Cecilia. Number 8, Erica Dick, back to the service line. Back to serve it away now will be Molly Schutte as Kitten returns to the front row. And the line drive jump serve is going to be picked up in the back row by Micah Ward and passed across there softly by Kelly. St. Cecilia goes to the right side, driven over by Kitten. And it's going to be good because there was some miscommunication off the pass. Nobody knew who wanted to set that one. And Kitten will get her second kill as a result of that. St. Cecilia up 7, 11-4. And the serve right down the middle to Ward. Set to Kelly at the 10-foot line. Off the block, it's dug out there by Morgan Nicola. Stays in the middle of the floor, has to be passed across by Jordan Nicola. Christian now will get a middle swing. It's blocked up front one-on-one by Nicola, and Lincoln Christian can't get it out of the crowd. Boy, good one-on-one block. Morgan Nicola, her third ace block. And it's 12-4, and a timeout will be taken here by Lincoln Christian. We're tied at a set apiece, and in the third and final game, St. Cecilia leads at 12-4. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11, weekends at 8 for breakfast.
Glad you're along with us for high school volleyball. On this opening Thursday night of the season, our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. I'm Doug Duda here at Grand Island Central Catholic. A big thank you to Athletic Director Howard Schumann and all the fine sponsors that allow us to follow sports in Central Nebraska. 12-4 St. Cecilia in the third and final set, forcing the Lincoln Christian timeout. They'll come out with a middle attack by Bubach, dug out by St. Cecilia. Poppy on the left side takes it across. Lincoln Christian picks it up to Kelly. Longer rallies here in Game 3, meaning both teams playing better. And Poppy tries to terminate into the corner. It doesn't matter. Into the net. Lincoln Christian, point, St. Cecilia. Hawkettes now lead it 13-4. So they have built that big lead. And back to serve it again is Schutte. Two in a row for her. Eight in the match from the service line. Takes it over to Ward. Middle attack off the quick set is terminated by Michaela Bubach. That'll be her fifth kill leading the team. And it is 13-5. GI Central Catholic waiting to play St. Cecilia in our final match when this is done. Again, had a late start today. We'll tell you about it after this serve. Comes across by Kavanaugh. St. Cecilia in the middle, rolling it through the block for the kill is Morgan Nicola. But I think they're going to say that Bubach got a hand on it and it stayed in bounds. So Bubach, they're going to give credit to for the point. 13-6. And Kavanaugh with the serve. Set outside. Here's Kitten driving it over. The dig is made by Kelly. Stays in the middle of the floor. Cordy will pass it across from the back line. Short set, overset, St. Cecilia, and a double hit going to be called. Point Lincoln Christian. So here they come. They have cut it to 13-7. And still on the serve is Kavanaugh. The Lincoln Christian bus broke down, making them late. And then, unfortunately, sophomore Jenna Humphrey in the warm-ups for the first match came down on one of her teammates' legs or feet and broke her ankle. And that was a significant delay to get her to the hospital. And now a double hit on Lincoln Christian will end this rally and send it back over to St. Cecilia, who will bring Courtney McCauley in. She's had four service aces, but she's just going to rotate into the front row because it's time for Brianna Poppy to serve it. St. Cecilia gets it across. Here's the attack by Chapin. Nothing more than a tip. Set by Schutte. Slide right side, and Kitten will put it in for her third kill. 15-7, Hawkettes. And Poppy on the serve. More volleyball on Classic Hits Tuesday night from the Kearney Catholic Triangular. Minden and Gibbon will be coming in. Minden and Kearney Catholic, both in the C1 top five. Here's a service error by St. Cecilia. Makes it 15-8. Lincoln Christian, see if they can make another little mini run here with Esther Kelly. You need to get back into this third set, trailing by 7. And St. Cecilia is more than halfway through, but they get another double hit on the air. So another point off an error. Lincoln Christian has lived off St. Cecilia errors tonight. Back into the ball game, Claire Hamburger. And Kelly will serve. 15-9. And Kelly's serve floats into the middle. Just picking it up is Libby Kissinger, the libero. And a double hit just trying to set it across. That's some close watching. Really calling those tight tonight. And back-to-back double hits against St. Cecilia. So Esther Kelly just trying to keep those serves in here. And just got that one across. Overpass right back to the 10-foot line. Lincoln Christian goes quick attack and drives it home by Michaela Bubach. And Christian has found a few mini runs, and St. Cecilia is going to call a timeout. We're in the third and decisive set. St. Cecilia 15, Lincoln Christian 11. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
After the Hastings St. Cecilia timeout, Esther Kelly looking for her fourth point from the service line for Lincoln Christian. Drops it across. St. Cecilia trying to dig it out of the net. Called for another double hit. 15-12. Again, right now all Esther Kelly has to do is get the ball in. St. Cecilia has not been able to handle the serve. This time she's going to go a little bit deeper. This time picked up by Jordan Nicola and put away by Morgan Nicola. Her fifth kill, third of this game, and that finally gets the ball back over to St. Cecilia. And checking back in, Caitlin Ernst, who leads the team with 9 kills, 3 ace blocks. And Morgan Nicola's turn to serve it away. Third game, 16-12. Serve comes over to Cordy. Set on the slide right side. Christian cuts it across that time by Bubach, and they can't run it down. And Michaela Bubach starting to kind of fire herself up here with 3 kills in this game, 7 of the match. Back in, Taylor Workman, and Bubach to serve. 16-13, St. Cecilia, but Lincoln Christian cutting into what was a 9-point deficit. They've cut it to 3. Again, the set is off the mark. It's punched off the net and rolls over to Lincoln Christian. Slide it to Chapin. Goes back middle. Dug out by Schutte. Stays in the back row and has to be passed across by Libby Kissinger. Here's the short set. Middle attack. Down and good. Lincoln Christian. Kavanaugh, the set assist. Workman with her first kill of this match. And it's a 2-point game. 16-14. And here's Bubach to serve. Now it's getting a little serious if you're a St. Cecilia fan, but Bubach totally mishit it, and it didn't even get to the net. So a service error, the first service error of this game for Lincoln Christian, and St. Cecilia gets a break. And back to serve it away, Claire Hamburger, leading it 17-14. Hamburger serve. Goes into the middle to Esther Kelly, set to the outside, and Ward is deep. There is no tip. It's a point, St. Cecilia. 18-14. Each team has one timeout remaining as we head into the home stretch here of game 3. Hamburger, good deep serve to Cordy. And then it's passed off the mark, but right there to help save is Micah Ward. Short set for St. Cecilia, and it's put away by Caitlin Ernst. Fourth kill of the game, 10th of the match. And so after the lead was down to 2, it's quickly back up to 5 for the Hawkettes. And a timeout will be taken here by Lincoln Christian. It'll be their final timeout. It is 19-14 St. Cecilia in our final set. We'll be right back.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
And we are back here at St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian, Grand Island Central Catholic's home gym. We want to thank the fine sponsors for allowing us to be here as Claire Hamburger Fires one across, and it cannot be returned, and she continues to put points on the board here for the Hawkettes. And it is 20-14. 5 points away from overcoming that 29-27 first set loss and winning in three. There's a good swing by Ward, but an equally good block up at the net by Ernst. It is returned by Chafin. Good rally going here. St. Cecilia slaps it over. The Crusaders have it. Short set, driven down the middle by Workman. Dig in the back row by Nicola, and it's rolled over for a St. Cecilia point. Claire Hamburger just a kind of the old defensive kill there because she was in the back row, passed it over, it hit the tape, and trickled over. 21-14, and Hamburger to serve. Gets a little hop on that one, gets it over to Ward, set to the outside. Ward is stuffed up front, and it's dug out and passed out of bounds. Well, Lincoln Christian's playing better, but so is St. Cecilia, and it is 22-14. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up here on Classic Hits, KKPR.com. Stay with us. Server crossed Hamburger, play at the net, tip down, point for Lincoln Christian. Taylor Workman with just her second kill. And so Lincoln Christian still with a little light, but they're going to need some help. Just across town, Grand Island Northwest has won the first two games from Crete, 25-13, 25-15 in their opening duel of the year. And now an ace served by Lincoln Christian. 22-16 from Danny Anderson. That's her second ace serve of the night. Christian will need a few more of those if they hope to have a chance here, as St. Cecilia is just 3 points away from the match. This one is just barely getting over the net. Here is the set by Hamburger, middle attack. Partially blocked, but not good enough, and give the kill to Caitlin Ernst. It is 23-16. Has a real solid double block, but there was nobody there to help him out afterwards. And back to serve it away now is going to be number 11, Haley Shore. Shore hasn't been in yet, and she's going to go in and serve here with a 23-16 lead in the third and final set for Coach Alan Van Cura. And the senior will put this one in the middle. Cordy picks it up, set right side, driven into the block by Ward. St. Cecilia passes it across back row. Nicola, here is the set by Kavanaugh, and it's going to be dumped into the block, saved by St. Cecilia. Poppy drives it over, dig by Kelly, Christian to the outside. Ward blocked again, this time it's not coming back. Ernst stayed with it. Caitlin Ernst, her fourth ace block, and it is match point finally for Hastings St. Cecilia. And Haley Shore to try and finish it up here for St. Cecilia. And the serve down the side, picked up Lincoln Christian to the right side. It'll be driven over and good by Micah Ward, her fifth kill. So we'll play another point at least, 24-17, Hastings St. Cecilia. And libero Kissinger says it's my turn to check in, and she will, and Shore will check out. To serve it will be Micah Ward, but she needs seven in a row. Let's see if she can start with one here. Over to Kissinger. Set Hamburger. Right side attack. Ernst down and good, and that's the match. So Caitlin Ernst, who had a match-high 12 kills, able to finish it off right there with her 12. And St. Cecilia wins their first match of the year. Started very slow, but improved as things rolled along. 27-29, 25-16, 25-17, and we'll be back with the final stats on the Misco Sports postgame show, and then our final match between Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic in 1 minute.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And the Grand Island Central Catholic Pep Band getting going for our final match. But first, it's the Misco Sports postgame show. On the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open till 8 o'clock on Thursday nights for your shopping convenience. Whether it's volleyball, football, soccer, cross country, they've got the equipment of the shoes for you at Misco Sports. In that third and final set for Lincoln Christian, Danny Anderson had an ace serve. Esther Kelly had four service points and one kill. Micah Ward had one kill. Taylor Workman, a service point, two kills. Elena Cavanaugh, two service points. And Michaela Bubach had a service point, an ace block, and three kills. Seven kills, one ace block, one ace serve in that final set for Lincoln Christian. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger had eight service points and one kill. Molly Schutte had two service points. Brianna Poppy had one service point. Erica Kitten, two kills. Haley Shore had a service point. Caitlin Ernst, five service points. One was an ace. She had two ace blocks and six kills. Morgan Nicola, two ace blocks, two kills. And Olivia Thomas had one kill. I had Hastings St. Cecilia for 13 kills, four ace blocks, and one ace serve as they win the final set 25-17 to take the match in three sets. And we'll give you the cumulative numbers right after this timeout on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979. Athens Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And we're back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's the overall final stats for our middle match tonight. For Lincoln Christian, Danny Anderson had four service points. Two of those were aces. Ann Chapin had three kills. Esther Kelly led the team in serving with 7 points. She had two kills. Micah Ward, four service points. One of them was an ace. She had two ace blocks and five kills. Taylor Workman, four service points, two kills. Elena Cavanaugh, four service points. And Michaela Bubach, six service points, two ace blocks, and a team-high 7 kills. 19 kills, four ace blocks, and three ace serves for Lincoln Christian. They fall to 0-2 on the season and head to the Wahoo Tournament this weekend, where they have matches with Concordia and state-rated Ord and Concordia. They're both state-rated on Saturday before they find out who they get in that last match. And then they get Aquinas Catholic at home and Lincoln Lutheran in a triangular next Tuesday, so it doesn't get any easier for Coach Rachel Caldwell-Schwartz. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger led them at the service line tonight. I had her with 18 points. Five of those were aces. She had one kill. Molly Schutte had eight service points, two of them aces. Brianna Poppy, four service points, three kills. Erica Kitten, three kills. Courtney McCauley, six service points. Four of them were aces, one kill. Haley Shore had one service point. Caitlin Ernst had eight service points, two of them aces. She had a match-high four ace blocks and a match-high 12 kills. Morgan Nicola had three ace blocks and five kills, and Olivia Thomas an ace block and three kills. I had St. Cecilia for 28 kills, eight ace blocks, but 13 ace serves. And after a really disastrous first set full of errors, they played better as the night went along to win their first match of the year, 27-29, 25-16, and 25-17. So both St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic, as usual, are 1-0. And now we'll face off with each other here in just under 20 minutes for the championship here tonight. In college football, it is halftime in a very high-scoring game up at Wayne, UNK 27 and Wayne State 23 is your score at the half up at Wayne. Again, we want to wish the best of luck to Jenna Humphrey of Lincoln Christian. She broke her ankle in the warm-up of the first match tonight, had to be taken to the hospital, and we wish her and her family and the Lincoln Christian girls the best of luck the rest of the season. We'll be back with St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic in a moment. You've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Visco Sports on the breaks at the downtown Kearney Center. Doesn't matter what the sport is or who you root for, they can get you going. Whether it's little kids football or whether you just want a Husker or a Loafer sweatshirt, they've got it at Visco Sports. Again, St. Cecilia defeats Lincoln Christian in 3 after Grand Island Central Catholic beat Lincoln Christian in 2. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Tudem. We'll be back in about 10 minutes with Grand Island Central Catholic and St. Cecilia here on Classic Hits.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the breaks, downtown Kearney.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.